year. I think obviously we fell short in the playoffs, but what a year. We had stretches of the year where we were easily the best team in the league. Some great stretches and a lot of fun with the guys, and it's disappointing the way it turned out, but it's the way it goes, and a lot of fun.
When you look back on the season, you talked about that where there was a time where the team had the best record in the league. I think at midseason, the 721 points percentage. What did you like about that time of the year in terms of the way the team played? What do you remember about the hockey that the Moose put on the ice?
Just fast and great hockey. I just the way we move our feet, and that's when we're playing our best. It was really fun to be a part of. I mean, just a lot of goals, obviously. Kind of nice to get, especially from years past, but just fast and in your face hockey.
And then, of course, over the time the season unfolded, transactions take place, players get called up, and the lineup changes a little bit. What was that like to see the team have to adjust to a new way of playing and a new, maybe not new philosophy, but just understanding the group and what you had to offer as the lineup changed?
Well, I think it was good. I think, in the AHL, there's always so many moving parts to a roster and a team. And I think for the most part, our team handled it very well. I think there wasn't just one stretch of the year where we were the best team. It was pretty frequent throughout the whole year. So it was good. I think the guys handled it very well. And, even to the last game in the playoffs, we had injuries and guys stepped up, and we still found a way to compete. So I think that's something we had going well for us.
You referenced years past, the last couple of seasons prior to this one. Tough ones in terms of wins and losses, a lot of young players getting experience on the job. What was that like to make that step this year and be one of those teams that you wanted to be the previous couple of years?
Yeah, it was great. I think it starts from the leadership. I think Patrice Cormier, JC LaPon, Cameron Schilling. I think we had a great older group of guys. Guys that weren't here just for their personal career, but here for the team. And I think that's kind of throughout the year kind of made the difference. I think in the AHL sometimes you can get caught up trying to be here for yourself a little bit, and I think we had some great older guys that all wanted to do well, and in the big picture of things, it really benefited us.
Quite a season for you when you look at the numbers, career numbers offensively, important minutes as usual, and then you went through that extended injury absence as well. So the highs and the lows. How would you characterize the full season?
Very up and down, but it was the big picture, it was good. I was very happy I got to come back and play and to contribute in the playoffs like that. So it was bittersweet, and I think it was just something that's gonna make me stronger and a better player. So I wouldn't say I'm happy it happened, but it definitely taught me a lot, and I'm something I'm gonna take with me forward.
From a personal perspective, how much did it mean to you to be able to play some playoff hockey?
A lot. I mean, everybody wants to play in the playoffs and play when it means something, and I think being around for so long, I kind of wanted something a little bit more, and wanted to challenge myself a little bit more. So it was huge. I to finally get that opportunity and to contribute in the playoffs, it felt really good.
Is there any personal, any moment you can look back on and as a personal highlight from the season?
I wouldn't say it's personal, but I think that first California stretch for our team was pretty special. I wasn't really, I'm not really sure. I think it was like 10 straight wins or 8 wins. Or
well, it started on the road trip, right, where you picked up 4 wins in the 6 games there in California.
But yeah.
Coming off that road trip,
yeah,
where you really caught fire 6
yeah.
in a row there.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I just something about that California trip kind of sparks my mind. I think that was kind of when we started turning the corner, and it was just so much fun being around the dressing room at that time and just coming to the rink. So I think that was probably the biggest highlight.